Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Can we start with the Astros making the playoffs?
Listen, I'm happy for the Astros. This is a big accomplishment for them. But if they don't beat the Yankees, it doesn't mean much, right?
For where they have been, I think it's a hell of an accomplishment. And I'm considering this a season of success no matter what happens from here. And if you tell me before the season, Astros were in a one-game wild card with
I would have never told you that
20-game winner Dallas Keuchel, who's probably going to win the Cy Young, pitching against the Yankees, I would take it in a heartbeat. Yeah, I don't need to see you go in and beat the Falcons because I don't think it's going to happen. What I do need to see you do
is compete.
Show some progress week to week.
Bill O'Brien is in the same boat as Charlie Strong. I mean, it was embarrassing.
It's funny. Can we start talking about the draft? Have you looked at their drafts over the last several years?
What are they going to do with the draft?
They're going to screw it up. It doesn't matter.
Let's add one new player to this.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. If you missed the first 2 hours, you heard a little Astros there. You heard a little... you heard a lot of Texans. We went through the rest of the NFL, so we pretty much hit that pretty hard. A little talk about UT. We'll get into some more of that here this hour. And all available at podcastarena.com. Very mobile-friendly site, so go check it out.
We can, we've got some other college football games that went down, including if you thought Alabama was dead, apparently they're not.
No, and either that or, once again, Georgia is Georgia.
Yeah,
it's one of those. I don't have a good feel for that other than Alabama kicked their butt and clearly was the better team.
My goodness.
Which means either, and I didn't write off Alabama when they lost to Ole Miss. I figured they'd get back into this, but I also could see them losing two or three more games down the road. This is why I never have faith in Georgia. This is every time I think, you know what? They may be better than Alabama.
Yeah.
I said that last week. No, they're not. They're not even close. So, and I don't know how good Florida is. That's another one that's pretty interesting. I mean, they just housed Ole Miss.
You got to take them seriously now, right?
I think you do. And Will Grier has played really well for them at quarterback. And I was wondering if McElvain was the right choice when they hired him. So far, so good. And I think we're going to see some weird stuff happening here because Ohio State was not impressive against Indiana. Michigan State was not impressive against Purdue. So your number three team lost. TCU just totally took Texas out in the woodshed and had their way with them.
You know, if you put a gun to my head and said, tell me who the best team is right now, and you know this pains me to say, I might have to say Baylor.
I hate to agree with you. I really do. I don't want to.
You know who else I could say? You could also argue for Clemson.
Clemson, that was a big win because Notre Dame is better than I gave them credit for, although they almost blew that game.
They tried to give it away. The other team you could consider is Utah, and we'll know more about Utah when they play Cal. And, you know, they don't have any donkey games that they've played.
Yeah.
Like, Utah State's the worst team they played. Fresno's pretty good, and they played them there.
And Utah State's not, as a non-Power 5, that's a pretty good school.
But they didn't just get a win in Oregon.
Keaton was still healthy when they played them, too, for the rare time.
They didn't just get a win at Oregon. They humiliated them at Oregon. And they beat Michigan, and that win is looking better and better every week.
Yeah, it is. And, I thought A&M had a good win this weekend.
A&M did have a good win.
And, so far, so good for them. I think their toughest tests are to come, but that was a good one. Oklahoma is another team that I'm starting to get high on. Since they've gone to that spread offense, man, they've gone back to the air raid.
And they have a bye week this week against Texas.
Exactly. and just some other games some top 25 games that are kind of interesting to me. And LSU has looked good so far, but we've had 2 weeks of them not really playing anybody. So we'll get back to serious stuff this week.
And it kind of took them a while to pull away from
How fired up could you be for Eastern Michigan?
I
should have bet that game, though, when it was 44.5.
Yeah.
So A couple of teams that I hadn't really thought about, but I got to give some credit. Northwestern, we talked about Minnesota would be a decent test for them. They weren't.
Yeah.
That game was a rout.
Northwestern's playing at Michigan this weekend.
That'll be a good game.
We're going to figure something out about those two teams.
Iowa beats Wisconsin in Wisconsin. Ugly game, which pretty much every Iowa game is ugly.
Yep.
But good win. The Oklahoma State-Kansas State game, I don't know if you saw the end of that, but they basically gave the game to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
And I had Kansas State plus 7.5, so I was happy with the
result. They basically gave the game to Oklahoma State. That sounds oddly familiar.
Yep. You know, if you're a Big 12 officiating crew, you might want to make sure that you don't screw up in Oklahoma State's favor anymore, because otherwise
people are going to start paying attention to that.
They're going to start checking your bank account for checks from T. Boone. Just saying. Michigan was pretty impressive. And, you know, Cal, I got to give Sonny Dykes credit for the job he's done at Cal. He's got that team turned around. I don't know how good they are. What I think we're going to start seeing in the Pac-12, and we kind of saw it with Arizona State beating UCLA, I think you're going to start seeing some of this cannibalizing that you're seeing in the SEC, because I think all those teams are pretty close, which means somebody can jump up and beat the other one pretty much every week. At Utah, that's an interesting team. But Stanford, you know, Stanford loses to Northwestern, and now they look unbeatable.
Yeah.
That was one of the few things I did right, by the way, was the over 61. They almost did that by themselves. Thank you for that. Arizona sure didn't do its part. But I thought it was an interesting week, and impressive win for UH, too.
Yeah.
Took care of it. You know what? I'll just spend a second on them, because I know Jong and I are the only two people who care.
That's not true. I'm one of the few people who doesn't care.
But I have to say, the difference in this team and last year's team, whenever they get in a game where it started getting tight, last year it's like, oh, they're going to find a way to lose.
Right.
And they always did. And this year, it's like, oh, they got this. I mean, they're just so well coached. What Herman has done with that offense is amazing. Defensively, they're still really good. And I'll give Levine credit for recruiting very well there. But they use Greg Ward so well. So,
yeah, I'm very frustrated because I'm just having a hard time finding a team that I can say, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is the best team in the country. Because there's not one team that there's no one I trust. You know?
No, and the ones you want to trust the most haven't shown you anything. Like Ohio State, they're barely beating teams like Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, Purdue is garbage. Michigan State was all out to beat Purdue.
Indiana was 6 yards away from beating Ohio State, and I think they finished that game with 3 timeouts in their pocket. I mean, if Indiana was... If Jong was coaching Indiana, they would have won that game. They basically gave that game to Ohio State.
And the thing is, if I'm going to rag on Baylor for not playing anybody, I'm going to rag on Ohio State. I know Indiana was 4-0 going in, but do we any of us really
Indiana's
think
Indiana's not a good football team?
Well, and we know Purdue's not a good football team. We know they're not a good football team. They're 1-4, and Michigan beats them by 3 points at home at Michigan State. Excuse me. So, yeah, I can't be too impressed with that. The question is, what do I think of Texas? Because how do I rank TCU's victory? Now, I'm gonna give Baylor credit for what they did to Tech, because I thought the way Tech played TCU last week.
Well, yeah, relative. Like, if you compare – and Baylor and TCU, let's face it, they're going to be compared to each other.
Right.
That's how it was last year. Their resumes are going to go side by side at some point this year.
Right. Baylor's win over Tech, much more impressive than TCU's.
Yeah.
But – body of work-wise, I still think TCU has better wins. It's just, how do you rank the Texas win?
Yeah.
And if I'm going to compare it to what Oklahoma State did against Texas, then yeah, TCU is a hell of a lot more impressive. That's about it. That's all I have to compare it to.
There's not very many games, and we'll see TCU versus Kansas State this week. It should be interesting. See,
but don't let me do this, because I started doing it with Georgia last week. Don't let me get that way with Clemson, where I start thinking, you know what? This Clemson team might be different.
Well, Clemson could lose to Georgia Tech this week, you know.
Because I do that every year. I admit it. I do it with Georgia. I do it with Clemson. Sometimes Virginia Tech. I do not let it happen. If I start talking about Clemson, just shut me down.
I think that
I do like this team, though.
The Clemson-Georgia – I love their quarterback.
He's
love
great,
him.
Isn't he?
Clemson-Georgia Tech's an interesting game this week. I think Georgia-Tennessee will be interesting this week. Michigan-Northwestern we talked about.
Yeah, that's one I'm kind of looking forward to.
TCU-K-State and Utah-Cal. Those are the games that I'm interested in. I'm really looking forward to next weekend when Florida-LSU.
Yeah.
Florida-LSU is going to be
back to being a big game. Yeah,
and yeah, I'm excited because those programs should be playing in big games.
You know what, though? Just real quickly, if Michigan beats Northwestern and it's sitting 5-1 going to the Michigan State game, is it safe to say that Harbaugh's turned this team around already?
He has. And this is what I was telling you last week, Fred. It's not necessarily about like all of a sudden they've got this great talent influx, but if you watched Michigan the last couple of years and you watch them now, they are so much more physical.
Oh.
And everywhere Jim Harbaugh goes, they're instantly a more physical team, and they're instantly less physical when he leaves.
Four games, their last four games since losing to Utah, at Utah, no shame in that, 7-point loss to an undefeated team in your first game. You know how many touchdowns they've allowed in four games? Two.
Yeah.
They've allowed 14 points in four games, including back-to-back shutouts. And one of those teams was against ranked BYU, where they shut them out. So, all right, we'll get to your phone calls when we come back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And ESPN Radio Mike and Mike. Extra point.
The Dolphins look like a team with no fire, with no spirit. They have one guy in the whole team who seems to be playing like he cares, and that's Jarvis Landry, who is terrific,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, he is.
The rest of the team, and Tannehill makes a couple of nice plays. Tannehill throws a nice ball. He moves around a little bit back there. He was getting just destroyed yesterday. His offensive line got him beat up. Their defensive line, which they've spent $1 trillion on, is terrible.
Well, they don't have a sack yet, and they struggle against the run. So other than that, things are great. I think one of the things going on here is this is where we go to the point of, you know what, Greeny, players are human beings. And when you see what the expectations were, this is going to be that D-line. This is going to be one of the best D-lines in the league. There's part of you, you start believing the hype. And then when it's not happening, you wonder where the mental part is going.
Hear more from Mike and Mike tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Play to win your share of $1 million every week this football season at DraftKings.com. With 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you can play when you want with the team you want. Just pick your contest, pick your team, and pick up your winnings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use code POINT and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy contest. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Enter POINT for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Mike, when running backs fly through the defense like they were standing still...
Well, they call it kicking in the afterburner.
That's right. La Quinta Inns and Suites gives you that kind of speed with their free Wi-Fi, with a network that's now up to 5 times faster than before.
So business travelers can fly through presentations, downloads, and web conferences at the speed of La Quinta.
Free Wi-Fi, now up to 5 times faster than before.
Afterburner's on, baby.
La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business faster.
Book your next day at LQ.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv, an industry-leading website, is offering a 100% bonus when you join and deposit today. Are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Come join MyBookie.lv. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Did the game already start? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live action on all your favorite sporting events. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at mybookie.lv to open an account and claim your 100% bonus. Pull out your smartphone to sign up with our user-friendly mobile site for adrenaline on demand. What are you waiting for? Get in the game. Call now to claim your 100% bonus before it's gone. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to mybookie.lv. Open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at mybookie.lv. Sign up today.
Houston, what's the best thing about flying out of Hobby? More nonstops coast to coast? That sounds amazing to amazing. All new international nonstops? Hello, tiny umbrella drinks. Looks like the best part about flying out of Hobby is every part. Nonstop coast to coast destinations, new international service, Houston, you have lots of options. Book now at southwest.com.
Service to Mexico, San Jose, Costa Rica, and Belize starts 10/15/50. Service to Montego Bay and Liberia, Costa Rica starts 11/150. Subject to foreign government approval.
Ready to dominate your fantasy league? Download the free Sports Manias app. Import your fantasy team. Get personalized player feeds. Dominate your league. Sports Manias, the app that turns players into champions.
Get your fantasy on.
TXU Energy considers electricity one of mankind's most basic needs, especially when sports are on TV. Find out more at 1-866-CALL-TXU. That's 1-866-CALL-TXU. TXU Energy, inspired by you.
Oh, nice hit. Speaking of nice hits, how'd you know they were going to win the game by 2 touchdowns?
The same way I knew that Green Bay would cover against Kansas City last week. Sam Katz. I heard about him on national radio. The man is ridiculous. 5-time champion, 20 years in the business. He's 17-5 since I've started and 6-0 on his top plays.
I got to talk to this guy.
That's the best part. You can get his Monday night game of the year tonight absolutely free on a recorded message without having to speak to anyone. Just call 1-800-679-4455.
So I can call right now and get his Monday night game of the year absolutely free.
Yup, absolutely free. I just called right now and got the winner of Detroit-Seattle on the recorded message.
So what's the catch?
No catch. There's no salesman, no hassles, just winners on a recorded message.
So I just call 800-679-4455 and I get his Monday night game of the year free.
Listen, he's never lost his Monday night game of the year and it's on the recorded message right now. 800-679-4455. That's 800-679-4455.
From the Rigs Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-45, the Gulf Freeway, southbound at Fuquay. Crews have just cleared an accident out of a left lane. They've also cleared an accident on 59, the Southwest Freeway, northbound at Shepherd, out of 2 left lanes. But if you're up on the north, Sam Houston Tollway, eastbound at Aldine Westfield, watch for an accident in 2 left lanes, and traffic's already heavy from before I-45. There's also an accident out on the west, Sam Houston Tollway, southbound at West Road. From the Rigs Zone ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Astros Yankees Major League Baseball Wild Card Game, 7 p.m. Tuesday on ESPN 97.5.
That's right, Astros Yankees tomorrow right after the Blitz. Are we doing any pregame show, Jong, or are we going straight into
it? Going straight into the first pitch.
Awesome. So we'll do a little pregame for you tomorrow. Hey, I think I forgot to do this at 4 o'clock, so join us for lunch Friday. We're at Wingstop near NRG Stadium on Main from 12:30 until 1:30. Pick up some wings, plus try your luck to win tickets to see the next U of H, Rice, or Texas game, station gear, or Wingstop gift cards. Wingstop is the preferred wings of ESPN 97.5. Sorry, Jong, that's on me. I've got to read better. I've got to talk better.
Yeah.
All right, let's grab some phone calls.
But you're still a starter.
Well, for now.
You're still the starting read guy.
For now. Let's try Andy. Been on hold the longest. What's up, Andrew? Andy?
What's up? I'm not going to say sports because I have no respect for AJ. What I'm going to say is this right here. The Texans, yeah, we got cream. There's no anybody, Stevie Wonder.
We got
Stevie
cream.
Wonder can see that. We got cream. We got cream on Sunday. But what I'm saying is the fact that that's the first time all season that we actually just was out of a ball game. Yeah, Kansas City jumped on us. That's cool. But that's the first game that we got absolutely creamed. And, yes, that's on Bill O'Brien. I get that. They could not. They studied for Julio, but they didn't study for a running back. They focused all their attention on Julio, and the running back killed us, which is fine. I mean, I get that. We got creamed. But this game coming up Thursday is more important. This game is the division. It doesn't matter if the division winner is 7-9 or 9-7. If you win your division, you're in the playoffs. And my whole point is this, is the fact that we are capable of beating Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. They lost they won with Matt Hasselbeck, which is good. He threw a little short passes. He might have thrown one touchdown. He might have, you know, managed the game whatsoever. But to say that this whole Texas team is trash, That's garbage.
Okay, thanks for that.
First off.
By the way, Kansas City whooped that ass. The Texans scored 11 points in the fourth quarter. It was 27-9 until the fourth quarter started. And that's when they... It's garbage time. I mean, if you're still... Just watch the games. Take off your Texans panties, Andy. You have no respect for me. Indianapolis.
No, Andy plays for the team.
Even you could say what you want about Matt Hasselbeck. The Texans would trade their whole freaking roster for Matt Hasselbeck right about now. This is... If you're watching these games and you still think the Texans are good, I'm glad you don't have respect for me because you don't know anything about football. You're a dummy, Andy. You're a dummy. If you really watch these games and you're like, you know what? We're still pretty good. That's a dummy take.
All you had to do was say sports. That's all you had to do.
No, it was still a dummy take, but...
But you would have been less likely
to... Don't act like you're some sort of superstar sports guy and that's your take. We're still pretty good. That's a clown take, bro.
All right, let's try Renee.
Hey, Jay, man, I got all the respect for you, brother.
Sports to you, then.
Hey, I got.
Don't say anything dumb now, please. Don't.
No, say nothing. Do y'all think that the Texans should have kept T.J. Yates? Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
No.
No. Hey, honestly, if you want to look back at who they should have kept, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is the one to make the case for. But the mistakes that were made at the quarterback position go much deeper than that. They've had opportunities to draft guys, and maybe they would have drafted the wrong guy. Maybe drafting Jimmy Garoppolo wouldn't have done a damn thing for him. Maybe drafting Derek Carr would not have done a damn thing for him. You just don't know. But at some point, you never had any kind of succession plan for Matt Schaub in the beginning. And it was really T.J. Yates it, your fifth-round pick, where you hope the guy develops?
Yeah.
Well, it was a functional backup, sort of. And the problem is they've just never invested in the position. Not since David Carr, not since Dave Ragone. Your investments since then have been T.J. Yates in the fifth round Tom Savage in the fourth round. And, you know, that is something that goes to the entire organization. And it's hard to put everything on the current coaching staff because there was a bridge there, but there was a reason that coaching staff got hired, and somebody should have realized, hey, you know what? We might need to invest in a quarterback instead of trading up to get Lewis Nix, instead of drafting Xavier Suafilo, who, by the way, got just train wrecked when he was out there yesterday. There were opportunities there, and that's the thing that you should be looking at more so than T.J. Yates, who's, you know, got a pretty good backup gig right now because Matt Ryan never gets hurt.
Yeah.
Let's try Don. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, you know, I'm 53 years old, been going to the games since I was a kid in the Dome with the Oilers, and then day one with the Texans. So much money, so much time invested in it. I'm from Beaumont. We drive an hour and a half. We set up with tailgate, and that's fine, and we're going to still do that. But, you know, this whole thing about, number one, I guess my number one complaint is, where is this dadgum defense and who's accountable for this? And then number two, I haven't figured out, I've called y'all a few times and y'all have taken my calls and I appreciate that. When Godsey was the quarterback coach, they seemed to have a better offense when O'Brien was calling the plays. And I called y'all and said, why didn't O'Brien hire an offensive coordinator? Well, he did. And now look what you got. Okay. I guess my main question for you is, what is this offense? What is it? I haven't figured it out yet. I mean, and I know y'all haven't either, but what is it?
Well,
we don't have an answer for
that. As O'Brien will tell you, it's a game plan offense.
Andy will tell you that they're blossoming into what they're going to be.
No, it's a game plan offense. Now, I'd like to know what game plan they're using. Just me. Honestly, and I think both those are fair points, and I think they're both fair criticisms to bring up in that, okay, if you promote Gotze and he's calling the plays now, I know he was involved in the play calling last year, but yeah, if you're going to do that, you better make sure you got the right guy in there. And let's be honest, I don't know if it mattered if Jong were calling plays, because I know he's badass on Madden. With some of the execution that's out there, I don't know that it matters, but the play calling has not been good. And
And I you can see the difference from last year, and it's maybe simply because they don't have any faith in their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But the defense, to me, the defense is the real problem here because...
Well, the defense you invested in.
That's where all your money is. That's where all your draft picks are. You're supposed to be the defense that forces turnovers. You're supposed to be the defense that's flipping the field for your crappy offense so they have a short field to work with. And they're not getting pressure on the quarterback. I said this about the Bucs game. Exact same thing. They're not forcing turnovers. They're not flipping the field. They're not getting pressure on the quarterback. Where the hell was Whitney Mercilus? Where's he been all season?
Well, he got hurt.
I know he got hurt, but when was he even on a sack? No, when has he been close to the quarterback? And at some point, and I know he's still working his way back, but shouldn't Clowney get a sack at some point? Shouldn't that happen?
That'd be nice.
That's kind of. Anyway, I understand your frustrations, but you know what? Look at the bright side. You get to come over here to Houston and drink and tailgate and then and have fun and then just you can look at the game and just drink a lot. That's usually my solution to pretty much everything. Quick break. Be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Alabama, Arkansas college football, 6 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Danny's listening all the way in El Paso.
Nice.
So best sports show on the planet by a mile. Danny used to work around here. He's moved off to El Paso where he's a big noise now, so. Drunk Bevo was talking about the caller, said this call just proves my theory. Average Houston fan has low football IQ.
We get but so does average Indianapolis fan.
Well, don't knock the Indianapolis fan. They did put up their banner AFC finalist.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if they spelled it right. If they spelled it AFC finalist.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do?
But never forget, the Texans could have easily beaten the Chiefs. They were totally in that game the whole time. Never forget.
Yeah, they were an onside kick away from getting the ball back with less than a minute left and trying to score.
Right, but they were the dominant team at that point.
Yeah, because of garbage time.
You don't know what would have happened.
Frankly, I thought they were pretty well dominating the Panthers game, too.
But I have no respect for you for saying that.
I know you don't, but that's all right. It's okay. I don't have to say sports to you anymore. Just a couple of quick update. If I just do 2 seconds of baseball without chasing you off here.
Okay.
Is that all right?
I'll stick around.
I obviously mentioned Astros at Yankees tomorrow night here on the station. The rest of the matchups are as follows. Really good NL wildcard game that we've talked about a lot since last week. Cubs at Pirates. And you're going to get Arrieta and Garrett Cole, which that's one hell of a pitching matchup. And then basically,
I gotta take the Pirates plus 130. I think I've gone this whole season. I haven't bet baseball, but I think the Pirates.
It's okay now. You can bet the playoffs.
I feel like the Pirates are the best team, and I gotta go with the best team, even though they're facing just a dominant pitcher. I don't. If I'm getting such a big underdog, I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah, it's okay. In fact, you know what we'll do tomorrow before they start? We'll look at odds to win the World Series.
Okay.
Maybe pick out some possible bets there. But basically, whoever wins out of the Astros and Yankees will play at Kansas City on Thursday. And the Rangers and Jays are your other AL series, which I'm excited about for a couple reasons. Because I think those are two very similar teams. And both of them put up a lot of runs. And I think that's going to be an exciting series.
I thought I guess the Royals, they had the hot streak at the end.
Basically, the Jays shuffled their rotation to get ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Didn't really care if they were first or second, which is fine. I think, yeah, I'm not so sure they want to see the Yankees again anyway. That's just a familiarity thing.
Yeah.
They played them so damn much. So.
The Blue Jays Rangers, there's going to be so many runs scored in that series. That's going to be a fun. I think all the playoff series.
Well, I'd love to see either Astros or Yankees against the Royals because you got a very different style for both of those. I think it'll be an entertaining matchup. And Rangers, Blue Jays, you got the same kind of teams that just bash the ball, so that'll be fun. And then you're going to get
The Cardinals against the wild card team.
Right. The Pirates and Cubs might be the second and third best teams in the National League, and their reward's going to get to be to play the Cardinals.
Well, the Pirates and Cardinals, I mean, and by the way, those three teams are the three best teams in baseball, the three teams in the NL Central. They've got the most wins in baseball, 97, 98, and 100. So if the let's say the Pirates win, the two best teams, which, you know, ideally you'd like to get at the end of the playoffs, will be playing in the first round.
Yep. But that's just luck of the draw. It happens. And then Mets at Dodgers, which is just a media godsend for TBS and ESPN, because they're going to get the two biggest markets. And the Dodgers, I think, are, yeah, that's the one team that could upset the apple cart over there. But Clayton Kershaw, regular season Clayton Kershaw, needs to actually show up.
Yeah.
As opposed to postseason Clayton Kershaw. Anyway, that's the 2 minutes of baseball. Right, was that too much?
No, that's enough.
I'll overdo it. I apologize.
You were telling me about, I guess, Nick Wright and Megan Cushing got into it.
Apparently so.
On Twitter?
Yeah, it was a Twitter thing.
God, I'm so glad. I don't think any of these players' wives follow me on Twitter. I don't want to get into this kind of conversation with them for sure.
Oh, I think you'd love it.
No.
You would.
Because, like,
you would bring the pain.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm a first of all.
Then Cushing would see you in the locker room and want to beat the crap out of you, and then you'd have to take him down and submit him, and that would be it.
Because I have a lot of respect for Brian, and Brian's always been very good to me. Now, that said, I've criticized Brian at times, but I've got enough respect for Brian as a dude to not smack talk his wife, but I don't think that Nick necessarily smack talked her either. Like, if some random dude, a random Joe Blow comes at me and starts bleep talking me Twitter, yeah.
You'll wreck shop.
I don't have a problem roasting him. But first of all,
no, I don't think he actually said anything.
The spouse of someone I respect, I'm not going to go in on. And typically, I don't really trash girls on Twitter. There's a certain thing where you just don't talk to a lady a certain way.
Well, here's what
I wouldn't want to crush her.
Well, here's
tell me exactly what
he tweeted
out.
Garrett Graham just isn't that good. Simple as that.
That's a legit tweet.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that tweet. Megan Cushing responded to him, "Why don't you go out there and try it yourself?" Which I'm sure she's pretty frustrated at this point of the game, too. Which I always hate the "you go do it yourself" thing, because, frankly, you know, and I thought Nick's response was, being better than a talk show host at football isn't the goal.
Right. Like, saying
it's to be better than your weekly competition.
Yeah, saying Garrett Graham sucks doesn't mean that, like, you know, Garrett Graham, if you put him, you know, on, you know, a high school football team, wouldn't be the best guy on the field. You know, it's just he's saying he sucks relative to his peers.
Then she comes back with, as a talk show host, you can criticize them with some respect. Now, apparently he responded by asking, okay, what would be respect? Because, frankly, I don't see anything disrespectful about that. Just saying the guy isn't good.
I don't think that's, I mean,
and
that's about the nicest way you can say it.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, yeah, you know, this story's on Larry Brown Sports, and kind of seems like he's being a lot more critical of Nick, because he says the exchange just goes to show that it's easy to criticize when there are no consequences, but it's an entirely different thing when you know people are listening or following what you say.
No, I say what I'm going to say either way.
Yeah, I know people are listening.
My guess is Brian also wishes that his wife wouldn't get involved in stuff like that on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that's really the...
That goes back to the Colt McCoy thing. Like,
yeah, and I'm sure she's watching the game and she's just as frustrated as everybody else. And so, and you know, but hey, you know what? I'm going to go with you didn't do anything wrong here.
Yeah,
I think it's almost a non-story. It's just kind of because it's Megan Cushing involved, and yeah, I've tweeted stuff worse than that.
Than Garrett Graham sucks at football.
No, they're saying just saying Garrett Graham just isn't good. Simple as that.
No,
I've written worse than that.
I say something like that at damn near every game. I'll be frustrated with the way somebody's playing, and
to be fair,
I don't think Nick crossed a line or anything.
No, I think it's just the difference is because that's the Texan station. I'm sure the Texans' wives are following him, and that's what happens. So, did you see this tweet that Anise Parker sent out?
Yes. This is why Anise Parker should stick to politics and Lance Berkman should stick to baseball and not who's using what restrooms.
Yeah.
When Lance Berkman went from New York to St. Louis to play ball, did he do it to escape New York City's scary non-discrimination law? Yeah, I'm sure that was his big decision. His big factor was, well, they're a lot harder on homos in St. Louis. I think I'm going to go there. No, I don't think that was going through Lance's mind. I think it was, well, I'd like to continue my baseball career, and they're willing to pay me money. Maybe that's where I'll go, which makes more sense.
Hmm. And then you saw the second one. Then Lance Berkman went to Dallas. Oops, Dallas amended its charter to clarify gender identity protections. Can you spell hypocrite? Actually, Anise, I think that's Arlington. I don't know if they have quite the same.
H-Y-P-M.
No, that's a C. There's a C in there. It's H-O-P-C.
Crap.
Yeah. Damn it. These things happen.
What? Do you still have Lance Berkman talking about bathrooms? Can we play that again?
Yeah, we can play it coming back.
Over? Okay.
No, I got it.
Yeah, good. I want to hear more of that. I really love hearing that.
Disco Biscuit said everyone's calling him homers, and Nick can't even state a fact without players' wives jumping on him. I don't, you know, I know there's a certain amount that they have to do over there, but it's also, I thought Sean had a real good rant on the whole thing the other day, too, or yesterday, I guess, that I think he put it out that I read it, but you know, if I were
listen, I think there's some guys over there who are just complete homers.
No, but they also can't win because you know it's in their best interest for that team to be good. So right. When they're not, it's frustrating as hell, and you have to bitch about it.
But I've seen Sean roast that team. I've seen Seth go in on that team. Yeah, there's some dudes who aren't you know towing the company line, so to speak. But then there's guys, and I don't need to name names, but you could probably figure it out. It's the same guy I name all the time who sucks.
Yeah.
But that dude does nothing but kiss the ass, and that's okay.
Well.
Listen, we have homers at this station.
We do.
You know, there's some guys who always cheer for the local team no matter what, and they think the local team is the best team. And, you know, you could switch uniforms. You could put the Texans uniforms on, you know, the Patriots, and they'd say the Patriots the Texans are the best team, and then you could switch them back. They'd still say the Texans are the best team. Whoever's wearing the Texans gear, that's the best team. And that's just silly. But that's how some people – listen, a lot of people have made a good living in this business doing that in good form. That's just not for us.
Yeah. No, I want the teams to do well, but I'm not going to ever blow smoke up your butt.
No.
Unless you ask me to, and that's only if you're – never mind.
You know what I'm going to tell you about, though, Fred? I'm going to tell you about the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. If you've injured yourselves, whether you're blowing smoke or whatever, you need to know about my friends over at the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. Part of the UT Physicians Group, they've been recognized for their academic and medical achievements, and the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic doctors have developed reputations for being accomplished and progressive. They're dedicated to giving you the best orthopedic care possible. They've even developed systems to ensure the wait time to see a doctor is minimal. They've got three easily accessible locations, Katy, Sugarland, and Richmond. None in Indianapolis yet. I think they may be working on that. But they've all got free parking right out in front of the building. And they've got 20 physicians that encompass a wide range of specialties, including orthopedic and musculoskeletal, sports medicine, pediatric orthopedics, spine, hand, wrist, and elbow, foot and ankle, and pain management. Give them a call today, 281-344-1715, or visit rbjc.com. You'll learn more about the doctors there. You can schedule your appointment online, and a physician referral may not be necessary depending on your insurance. Give us a call to find out, 281-344-1715 for the Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic. I've been
around the world and never... All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Tubelo's. You heard us talking to Chip a little bit earlier, talking about Chip, who... is always out there. His team are great, man. And we've got that golf tournament coming up. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But you want to go watch the game somewhere tonight? No better place than to go to Tubelo's. And how about those Astros tomorrow night? And if you want to watch baseball and football at the same time, they've got so many TVs. They're going to take care of you. The food there is fantastic. They've got a great beer selection. And it's a great place for the whole family. Let's talk about a week from today, October 12th. Tubelo's is having its first annual charity golf tournament. Actually, it's a week from... Yeah, a week from today. The Woodlands Palmer Course, benefiting Easter Seals of Greater Houston. Easter Seals, among other great things, runs a Caroline School that was damaged in the flooding back in May. ESPN 97.5 is proud to be a sponsor. Check out 975golf.com for the details and to register or otherwise support the cause. Come on out. We're going to have a blast. They still have a few hole sponsorships available. just go to 975golf.com or you can go to twobelows.com and get all the information. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and that is next Monday. We love Two Belows out there all the time, and I'm telling you, it's the kind of place you can really make your home away from home. 2907 Rayford Road in Spring. That's Two Belows, twobelows.com.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
I'm Lance Berkman. I've played professional baseball for 15 years, but my family is more important. My wife and I have four daughters. Proposition 1 would allow troubled men who claim to be women to enter women's bathrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's better to prevent this danger by closing women's restrooms to men rather than waiting for a crime to happen. Join me to stop the violation of privacy and discrimination against women. Vote no on Proposition 1. No men in women's bathrooms, no boys and girls' showers or locker rooms.
And we're back. We're having lunch out on Fridays. Each Friday, John and Raheel and Unfiltered will broadcast live beginning at 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Meet us
with Dell.
With Dell. Does Dell go out to Nick's Place, though?
No.
All right. Meet us at the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Kick off your weekend right with ESPN 97.5. And next time you're out there, tell Nick you should have the best show on the station out there sometime. And Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock.
And he said he has a big guest from the U.S. men's national team on the show.
All right. Alex Lawless, I bet.
He's not on the men's national team. He's like 70.
No.
He's a former guy.
What's that guy's name, Donovan?
He's not on the team anymore either. Remember the whole controversy over whether or not he should have been on the team? He's gone.
What's
retired.
The goalie's name? Tim Howard.
Is that it?
Tim Howard?
It's not.
Oh.
Give us some hints. Give us some hints.
No. It's going to be a surprise. That's okay. A radio tease.
Radio tease.
Love.
Radio tease.
Love Glenn Davis.
Hey, before we get to the dumbass report, I went and played golf yesterday to prepare myself for next week.
How was it?
It was solid. I went and played at Wildcat.
Yeah.
And the course was great. And I played better than I expected to.
Awesome.
So I'm feeling okay.
Good.
Feeling okay, yeah.
I haven't touched a club since I played in Canada.
Fred, this was the second time I've played since I've lived here.
Wow.
Guess where I played the other time?
Wildcat?
Wildcat,
yeah. Okay. Good course, though.
Yeah,
I like
really
it out
nice.
There. Well, by the way, this has started a whole bunch of people defending Lance Berkman on Twitter. Can I just say this? This is one of those things where, all right, Berkman, you had no business doing this commercial because it's full of a lot of inaccuracies. It's just a dumb thing to get involved in. But Anish Parker, you made it worse. I mean, this is one of those, just stay the hell out of it, both of you. Anyway, that's
speaking
all I got to say.
One more thing about Wildcat.
Yeah.
When we went in to get some Gatorade after the front nine.
Gatorade.
And I saw the Texans score. Our tee time was like 1:30.
Yeah.
So by the time I saw the Texans score, it was, I want to say, 35-0. And all I said was one sentence. I said, God, the Texans bleeping suck. And some guy said, is your name AJ Hoffman? Are you on the radio? It's like, I just recognized your voice. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's about right. Oh, I've wasted all our time?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. It's been that's happening a lot more lately. I think this show is either getting really, really big or.
Well, they said you're Fred Fowler's sidekick, right? I said, yeah.
Yeah, I get that a lot too. How's that sidekick of yours?
Yeah.
Except when we go out to UFC events where you're like a god.
So yeah, but like you don't show up there.
Well, no, I'm talking about when we broadcast.
Oh, okay.
People just line up to worship you.
No, there's no worshiping.
Yeah. There were people taking pictures with you. It was impressive to see.
That's like you at the horse track, though.
Yeah, but
except it's all really fat old men at the horse track.
And toothless women.
Yeah, that's
right. Which, you know, I'm okay with, I guess. It's the best I can do these days in my old age. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for participating. Jong Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. I want to thank Stanford Rob for joining us. But he did a really great job. Pretty solid today. D+. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.